Maseru Mole is the Professor of Public Affairs at Tswana University of Technology, joins me on the line now. Very good morning, Professor, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for hosting me.
No, my pleasure. We always get, I suppose, flabbergasted, don't we, when there's ever a portfolio committee briefing, particularly by Auditor General, when we find out how many more billions of rands have gone unaccounted for. 6.9 billion rand might sound like not a lot, particularly when you reflect on the Eskom files, for example, that account for 176 billion rand. But it's 6.9 billion rand that has been taken away effectively from services that cities and municipalities across the land would have been able to deliver to the people of South Africa. How do we address this, do you think, in our public service? How do we ensure that a city, a municipality will correctly spend money allocated to it for the benefit, rather, of the citizens of that city or municipality?
Thank you very much. It is indeed a challenge, 6.9 billion is a lot of money. How do we address that? We need to start from the beginning. We need to start by looking at what capacity do we have in the municipality. And I know that we have long been talking about this thing, but we don't really seem to be doing anything significant. I mean, when you go through the reports, you get revelations that it is 53% of our senior managers are not really qualified to manage the municipality. It even gets worse when the report shows that there is a significant number of chief financial officers in our municipalities who are not qualified, who do not really meet the minimum competency level in terms of managing municipal finances, or rather public finances in general. That is very worrying, and that is where we need to make sure that we address this question. We've long been talking about it, you know, but it's high time that we need to show a sense of commitment. But at the same time also, maybe it's high time that we need to start to confront the elephant in the room, which President Ramaphosa did talk about it in the Zondo Commission, and to a very great extent he did accept that the cater deployment policy is a problem. So I think that is also one of the most important things that we need to urgently start with, because there are so many people who are deployed to certain strategic position in government, but they don't really seem to be having the requisite skills and competencies to run those strategic portfolios. So all what I can say is that let's go back to the beginning. Let's make sure that our people get properly educated, properly skilled, and also they do demonstrate, you know, the competencies that we require for the purpose of running the municipalities.
Only 20 of the 257 municipalities in the country were awarded clean audits, which is rather disturbing. We've seen an increase in the number of irregular and wasteful expenditure, which is a different figure altogether, by the way, to the unaccounted for amounts that we're talking about now. 32 billion rand is the increase in irregular and wasteful expenditure, where there has been a trace, I suppose, of the accounting process for expenditure, but it was not perhaps appropriately approved, or they did not have three signatures as required, or whatever the scenarios may be. The late Kimi Makwetu, who was the Auditor General until the untimely death, and sadly in 2020, had petitioned government and parliament particularly to put in place punitive measures and consequences to principal accounting officers in municipalities across the country should they continue to deliver audits that are qualified, irregular expenditure, or in this case, unaccounted for expenditure. Where are we in that process as far as you know, Professor? And will it be an important tool in us turning around service delivery at this level of government?
I think we are still also in so far as that process is concerned, although I know that the public Audit Act. It was actually changed to give the Auditor General more teeth in terms of making sure that there are certain actions that are taken against the municipalities that are continuously keep on doing their own things. But like as I said, law, yes, we can make laws. But what we need is the person, the people. We need to get into the people that do the actual work. We need to see how we can actually give them a new orientation. We have to make sure that these people fully appreciate. In other words, in addition to being educated, in addition to be skilled, you need to be you need to have this new orientation, this new sense of appreciating the significance of the local sphere of government. I mean, we are talking about the sphere of government, which is at the core phase of service delivery. We are talking about the sphere of government that serves as a local government is where the state intersects with the citizen. So this is a very critically important sphere, because if we are talking about government not performing, we are in many ways talking about local government, you know. So we need to make sure that also as a country, when we deploy the brightest mind in the country, we need to put them in the local government sphere. You see, I think that maybe the challenge that you're confronted with, they could possibly be historical, because if you go back and try to look at how the transformation of the state was pursued, in many instances, more focus was on the national and administration, the national and provincial administration of the state, not that much on local government, particularly in terms of deploying or appointing the best minds that the country can actually produce. In many ways, local government tend to serve as the dumping ground for those that the ANC could not actually be able to deploy elsewhere. So these are some of the consequences of certain mistakes that we committed in our history as we try to make sure that we develop the local sphere of government and other spheres of government. So these are some of the things that we need to go back and try to, as a matter of urgency, correct, because it cannot really be acceptable that 27 years into democracy, we are still talking about the challenges that are confronting the municipality. And remember, these challenges we have long been talking about. And it's high time that perhaps universities should also come on board and many other training institutions to start to really assist in terms of unearthing exactly what are the issues, particularly from the education and training point of view, put together programs and subject all those people that have been trained to work in the state to various type of educational programs, so that when they get into the local sphere of government, they are ready and also they can run in terms of providing a service delivery. So in a nutshell, what I'm saying is that there are so many things that ought to be taken into account to make sure that we get out of this unfortunate morass within which we find ourselves, particularly insofar as the efficiency and the effectiveness of our local sphere of government is concerned.
Professor, thank you very much indeed for your insights and your reflections. Professor Mashupie Maseru Mule.